If you were not here last Sunday and heard the gospel, or if probably you have never read that portion of the Bible or the gospel where Peter professed his faith, and you just happen to listen to only this very particular portion that Jesus tells Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," you might probably think, oh, Peter is a very bad guy. And probably you would think he's one of the worst apostles. But if you are an avid reader of the scriptures and you follow Peter, you will see that he has a very interesting character. Quite like ourselves. He falls and rises. Last week, he was called Rock. The Lord Jesus says, "Blessed are you, Peter." And he told him, "You are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." He even went all ahead to say, "I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom." That was just last Sunday. And today, we hear, "Get behind me, Satan. For you think not as God thinks, but as humans." My dear friends in Christ, we see these two characters playing in our lives. That character of Peter, in him you find the strong one and the weak one. And in fact, if you study him, you see most of the times he rises and falls. Take, for instance, when the Lord Jesus was telling them, "This night many of you will fall because of me." He was talking about his being arrested and how he will be prosecuted. And Peter said, "Even if everybody runs away, I will not." And what did Jesus say? Jesus told him, "Before the cock crows this night, 3 times you will deny me." What happened? He did. And in the case of Peter, they were in a boat, and they saw our Lord Jesus Christ walking on sea, water. And he said, "Lord, if it is you, command that I come out and follow you." The Lord Jesus said, "Come." And he stepped up and followed Christ. But as he was going, what happened? He started to sink because he lost focus and was thinking like a human being. So again today, our Lord Jesus Christ says, "Get behind me, Satan." The important thing here is you are thinking not like God, but as humans. And when you go to the second reading, St. Paul tells us, do not conform your lives. Do not conform yourselves to the ideas and thinkings of this world. That is what we should go home with. When the Lord Jesus then says, if you really want to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross, and come after me. Peter had been hearing that. But when he heard this, the Messiah he himself proclaimed, Jesus the Son of God he himself proclaimed, when the Lord Jesus told them that he was going over to Jerusalem and he was going to be handed over, talking about his being crucified on the cross, Peter could not take this. He couldn't imagine the Messiah suffering. He couldn't imagine the Messiah going through humiliation. He saw him as the Messiah who is up there. And so, Jesus immediately taught him his ways. His ways are the ways of the cross. If there's no cross, there's no crown. And that was exactly what Jesus told him, taught him, and all of us today. And so when Paul then tells us to offer our lives as living sacrifice, what does he mean? Go through this suffering. So many of us are going through this. But sometimes we tend to look at it from the human angle and we see it as suffering, as problems. Why do I have to go through all this? Why am I suffering like this? Sometimes you go to the doctor, it's the same thing. You go to all the different doctors, they try everything. That same problem continues in terms of sickness. Or you have maybe somebody in your family that is becoming a thorn in your flesh. And you keep asking yourself, why is this happening to me? The Lord Jesus had said that. Why don't you look at it from the point of view, from the angle of God? When I was doing clinical pastoral education, CPE, the lecturer there was always telling us, when a situation arises, ask yourself, what would be the mind of God here? How do I see God in this action? Where is God in what is happening now? And that will help you to make a decision. In most cases, we take action according to our frame of mind. That's why somebody, maybe if an action backfires, you hear somebody saying, what was he thinking? And that means our actions are propelled by our state of mind. And if we allow the world to think for us, if we want to think like the world, we see our sickness as suffering, and thereby we feel God has abandoned us to the world. God has abandoned us to our faith. Therefore, what am I doing? Why is this happening? We think not like God. But if you think like God, what you will see will be the glorious heavenly powers over there. The crown of glory that is out there. The crown of glory that Paul was boasting of at the end of his life. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. Now a crown of glory awaits me. So if you think like that, like in the mind of Christ, in the mind of God, that is what you will see, and not the present suffering, and not what you are going through right now, and not the sickness that is pinning you down, and not the lack of finance that is making you not to be able to pay your bills, not to live up to your expectations. You will not see that. You will rather see the glory out there, because once you are able to go through this, certainly, there will be a glorious end. That's why the Lord Jesus always tells us to carry your cross, deny yourself. And Paul tells us in the second reading, offer yourself as sacrifice. Self as sacrifice. And that is the only way, if truly you want to be a Christian, a follower of Christ. Because the person we are following went through this. He had to achieve his glory through the cross. It was because he was obedient, like St. Paul says, even unto death. That's why we glorify him. That's why the glory comes. And you remember at that point before he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son. So my dear friends in Christ, there are two ways of thinking for us as Christians. Either you think as God thinks, or you think as the world. But St. Paul has warned us in the second reading, do not conform yourselves. Because if you think as the world, you will see everything in the light of what am I going to gain? What is going to be my gain in this? And then within that there, you act according to how the world thinks. So truly, if you want to be a disciple, if you want to be a follower, look at everything in the eyes of God. Once you look at it from that angle, then you will see every other thing will fall in place. It doesn't mean that when maybe you pray and the sickness continues, some people say the miracle comes only when you look at it from the angle of God. Because with that, you'll be able to bear whatever comes. The sins and the matters, they bore that because they were able to see it from the angle of God, from the way God sees things. And therefore, even those who were killed, for them, they know this is the pain here is nothing compared to what they will gain. And so once you start looking at it from that angle, then you know that whatever you go through here, there is always a reward. So we pray and ask God to help us to always think like God thinks, not like humans. Because once we think like humans, we will lose hope. But once you think like God, you will always have hope. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.